Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled Mob Mentality.
From the fourth chapter of Luke. Jesus began speaking in the synagogue, saying, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Isn't this the son of Joseph?" Jesus said to them, "Surely you will quote me the proverb, physician, cure yourself," and say, "Do you hear in your native place the same things that we heard were done in Capernaum?" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But Jesus passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. That this is not a nice story is an understatement. Jesus has been in the desert by himself and trying to figure out what he needs to do to make good sense of his life, to discover what his vocation is going to be. He has tried carpentry, but that doesn't seem to fit. I think he left frustrated, but open to exploring more possibilities. He goes back home and visits the local synagogue, where, as an adult male, he can read from the Hebrew scriptures. Whether he chose Isaiah or the marker, was not clear. But the passage became his vocation. We heard it last week, but it is worth reading. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives, to give new sight to the blind, and to go proclaim a year of favor for our God." Then, in a clear but stunning statement, he said, "This day, this prophecy is fulfilled in your midst." Here, I'm the only one you have been waiting for. But wait, isn't he just Joseph the carpenter's son? What an arrogant, preposterous statement. Only a minute before it says they were amazed at his preaching, and now they are so angry they want to kill him. Some unnamed person probably shouted, "Let's kill this arrogant," and put in your own word here. And the mob mentality took over. "Let's throw him down the hill," they've all began to shout. "Let's kill Mike Spence." Sound familiar? Jesus got away this time, but later on the mob finally convinced Herod to execute Jesus. My sisters and brothers, let's never give in to mob mentality.